Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Naomi Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. With us today is Ashley Hedrick, who is here to discuss a technology that's been around for quite a while, but is now making a significant comeback in the retail sector, and that is the RFID tags. So stay tuned as we explore the benefits, challenges, and the future implications of RFID technology in retail. Welcome back to the show, Ashley.
Thanks, Natalie.
Ashley, before we kick things off, and perhaps for some of our listeners that are not too familiar, what is an RFID tag?
Of course. So an RFID tag, or radio frequency identification tag, is a small device that can be used for tracking and identifying objects using radio waves. It's a microchip that can be embedded into packaging on a label or in a tag that stores data, and an antenna that then transmits that data into an RFID reader. That's then going to sync up with your systems and give you real-time tracking of items as they move throughout any type of facility that has that antenna and reader set up.
So these are not new, these RFID tags, and they seem to have come back around again. So what is it about this technology and these RFID tags that's bringing it back full circle for use in retail?
Absolutely. It's all about the use case and how that's shifting. RFID tags have been used in warehousing to expedite goods receipt, for example, for years. Now we're also seeing them have applications, especially for retailers, in the retail stores themselves, and also seeing a greater ability to analyze the data that comes out of those RFID tags. So I don't know if you've walked into some of the retailers in your local mall lately, but they'll have they'll have cash registers that enable you to scan items yourself or even detect what those items are as you drop them into a bag and include them on the items that you need to purchase. It's using the same RFID tags that are installed at the point of manufacturing to track it all the way through the supply chain and now track it as it drops into your bag in the store. That helps with loss prevention. It's going to increase the expediency of checkout. All of those are leading retailers to say, should we be installing more of these sooner in the production process? The other thing RFID tags produce is a vast amount of data. And most organizations were not tapping into that. They were really using it to see when it scanned into the warehouse rather than having someone use a barcode scanner, use that to automatically read it as received, automatically read it as moved onto the shelf and packed for outbound. Now we have a lot more information on how items move, the pace at which they move, how long they've been on the shelves, and our ability to mine that data makes those tags and the data that they produce more valuable to retailers.
So this has come such a far way for me, for me personally. So a little bit about my own history is that when I was in high school, many years ago, obviously, I used to work in my father's grocery store. So retail is in my blood from a very young age. And back then, you know, we used to key things into the cash register manually. So there was no scanning of any kind. And then we went to scanning. And then, you know, this holiday season, when I went to a couple of retail stores, as you mentioned in the mall, a couple of global ones, and two out of the ones that I went to had this RFID tag. And I just found it to be so incredibly fascinating because as you drop them, as you suggested, as you drop them in the like register bin, I guess it senses the tag, and there's a picture that comes up of the item that you're purchasing. So it was fascinating. But with that, are there any advantages or benefits of using this RFID tag?
Well, I think first and foremost, it automates a process that, as you mentioned, used to be highly manual and subject to human error. So if I have to key in a code or even if I have to scan a barcode, there's a chance that I miss some number of items that are flowing across, whether it's a warehouse or a retail store. With an RFID tag, I know exactly where every unique item is at every point in the process. So that's going to be a huge advantage if I'm trying to minimize loss, but also just reduce the human repetitive activity of having to scan something, or worse, what happens when the barcode gets wet or cut or accidentally marked, and then I'm back to keying things in. The other thing is those microchips have decreased incredibly in cost. So they're very cheap to apply to items like the items that you're buying in a clothing store. Whereas before we might have seen RFID tags attached to auto parts or higher dollar items, it now is fine to attach it to a $10 shirt, knowing that that RFID tag, when you cut off that tag and throw it in your trash can, is going to be disposed of. It's not as big of a loss to the company versus what they gain in efficiency and data access.
So it sounds like there's plenty of advantages and benefits. And you did a great job summarizing them. But what are the challenges that retailers may be facing when applying this RFID technology, maybe even to their logistic operations?
It's really a compatibility challenge. Retailers are often using different technologies in their warehouse. They may be using a third-party logistics company or a 3PL who's on different systems. They may have multiple partners. They've got different groups in their manufacturing operations and contract manufacturers who have to apply the tags. And then you translate that into a retail environment as well. It's a very complicated IT connection to make it all work. And integrating those RFID systems with legacy technology is even more complex and time-consuming. There's also a little bit of this that is the investment, not necessarily in the tags themselves, but in the readers and the infrastructure that's required to support those RFID tags. That can be a pretty big lift up front. That said, if you read some of the case studies, especially of those clothing retailers who have moved to applications across both their supply chain and retail, they'll tell you that the ROI on those items does happen pretty quick. Once you can come over the initial complexity of getting the software to work the way you need it to work.
So I've only seen this, like I said, in just a few, maybe a couple of retailers. Do you think that this is going to be the norm, or are these couple of stores, retailers, outliers?
I think for those organizations that maintain a brick and mortar presence, absolutely. And we've seen those outside of just the aside from just clothing retailers, start to move into how do I automate the purchasing process for individuals through my store? As labor becomes more expensive, as retail loss and theft becomes an increasingly large problem, RFID tags give us the ability to track and automate the process. So long as tracking and tracing matters, I think we'll continue to see the advanced usage of RFID tags, not just within the logistics and warehousing operations, but now moving into our consumer-facing locations.
Excellent. I look forward to that efficiency when I shop next. Thank you very much, Ashley. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in today. If you haven't already, don't forget to add us to your library wherever you listen to podcasts so you can keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.